From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading A Discount for Death by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Under Sheriff Estelle Reyes Guzman stopped the unmarked county car at the curb on Bustos Avenue, directly in front of Keeley's Dry Cleaners and Laundry. Even as she pushed the gear shift toward Park, Estelle saw Julia Keeley appear at the shop's door, hand reaching for the open-closed sign, ready to call it a day. Julia flipped the sign but held the door open and watched with a sympathetic smile as the undersheriff pulled herself out of the patrol car and crossed the sidewalk. "You look like you've had an interesting Monday," she greeted Estelle in a voice husky from the mixture of cigarette smoke and dry-cleaning fumes. "Interesting, but endless," Estelle grinned, and then her dark face sobered. "How's Royce?"
What would be the best word? He's okay. Just okay."
Julia let Estelle slip by into the shop.
"He has some good days and some bad days. I keep kidding him that it's a victory if he can remember enough about the day to decide whether it's good or bad."
She closed the door behind them and turned the bolt, adding with resignation,
"Alzheimer's is nasty stuff, Sheriff. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy."
Julia leaned against the counter as her only concession to fatigue. A stout, powerful woman, she looked 10 years younger than the 64 that she was. She riffled through the ticket file and located Estelle's stub before the undersheriff had fished her half out of her pocket.
"Three pants suits," she said. "Just a sec."
Estelle's fingers drummed an unconscious beat on the Formica counter, and as the parade of bagged and tagged clothing hummed around the endless track, she glanced at the clock. She had wanted to be home by 5 p.m. at the latest. That deadline was 3 hours...